like this defensive coordinator thing is nothing new. You had the 4 years with the New York Jets, but how has your approach evolved as far as this offseason? How did it change from what you did this year with the Bills compared to your first couple of years with the Jets?
Well, I think you have to look at every situation a little bit differently, and just kind of given where the defense was here versus the situation when we took over New York. There were some similarities, but some differences as well. And it was something we talked about as a staff, as we built the staff, is how we wanted to approach it. One of the big things was we wanted to test the guys mentally. We wanted to throw a lot at them. While we were working on the physical part of it on the field, making sure that we were throwing a lot of things at them, graduate level details early. And again, that's something that we've been very pleased with the results of that coming out of the spring.
Mike, as you get to know the players on the Bills defense, and maybe even before you took the job, you have to be somewhat impressed by the talent level of the players on defense.
Well, being in New York, I mean, as much as you try not to look at the other side of the ball, it's just human nature. You can't help it. And it felt that they put together some pretty solid defensive room here. They felt that there were maybe a couple of pieces missing, but for the most part, I mean, it was a very talented group, some explosive athletes, and at all levels, not just up front, but at the linebacker level and behind that in the secondary. So it was something that certainly was a factor for me in accepting the job here. Was you always want to just take a peek at that roster and see what you're getting into, and it made the decision very easy.
I've asked you this three or four times over the last several months. You may not like the question, but how would you describe your philosophy for the Bills defense?
We'll always start using the word attack, aggressive, that type of mentality. I mean, and we want to intimidate. I mean, I know some things have been made of that recently, but that's, we're going to walk that line. We'll never be a dirty group, but we want to intimidate. We want to be physical. We want to knock people down and not help them up. I think that's the approach that you have to take, and that's something that we're not going to shy away from. I mean, we want to be the toughest defense in the NFL, and I think that starts in practice, that starts in the meetings, the mentality that you take, it's something that we were able to do in Baltimore. We carried that to New York, and certainly something that we want to bring here to Western New York.
It's pretty clear your players respond to that based on the comments, based on the way they practice through the offseason.
And it's difficult. It's difficult, given the rules, to kind of preach that aggression and get after our offense, since they're the only opponent that we have, and the way that the rules are. I thought our guys did a great job of displaying that mentality, but at the same time being good teammates. We weren't knocking guys down. There wasn't anything dirty going on in camp. We were aggressive. We were hard-nosed, but at the same time that we also understood that we're all wearing the same logo, and we needed to be good teammates first and foremost.
Mike, sacks are always a good measure for a defense, but some defensive coordinators don't look at sacks. They look at consistent pressure. Do you go into the season with a goal in mind in terms of the number of sacks?
Never have. And I think what's happened with the defenses, and I don't know, statistically, I can't tell you what years, I've never been one to really consider high sack totals a positive stat. Wins, first and foremost, to me, it's wins, wins and points. Even I'm not a big fan of the NFL's how they rank the defenses. I always thought it should be some type of index that takes into account takeaways and points and those types of things. But sacks, to me, have always been a little bit elusive when you're a pressure defense, because I think the ball tends to come out a little bit sooner. We've actually timed it, gone to the tape and timed it, and we've always felt that the ball came out on average much quicker against us than it did against a lot of other teams, just because the perceived threat of the pressure. The teams kind of came into the game knowing that, hey, listen, our quarterback's going to get hit. There's going to be some free runners generated. We need to make sure that our plan this week is to get it out quick. So I've never gotten wrapped up into the actual sack totals. I mean, you could go, to me, what's more important is how much did we affect the quarterback this game? One of the first times we ever went against New England in New York, the first game of the 2009 season, I think we pressured Tom Brady over 20 times. I mean, physically, either got a hand on him, knocked him down, whatever it was, over 20 times. Never got a sack, but to me that was a game where we felt he was constantly under pressure and it affected him, we thought, late in the game. That's what we're more looking for, is how much did we affect the quarterback in his decision-making and his willingness to take a hit for his team. Quarterback teams can avoid sacks. So again, we don't pin a lot on that actual number.
There's so much focus on the passing game, on sacks, defensive side, and takeaways. But what about run defense? Run defense has been sort of a persistent problem here in the franchise. Obviously, before you got here, how did your scheme handle the run? I mean, are you confident your scheme can stop the run?
Well, there's really two ways to stop it. And first of all, that's with your technique. Is you could be in what people would perceive as light spacing, have a lot of guys dedicated towards coverage. But if you're playing with great technique up front, that you can make up for that, maybe steal an extra half a man to defend the run. And then also schematically, you can do some things where you're going to get yourself in some heavier fronts and some heavier boxes and get safeties rotated down and account for the run schematically. But we always felt that it all started with the fundamental part of it. It didn't matter the call, that if we didn't have the right mentality to stop the run, that we were never going to do it. We could have the greatest call in the world, the best playbook, but if our guys didn't know how to get off on the count and knock back offensive linemen, and then a big part for us too is getting off a block. Is you're going to get blocked. Teams are smart enough. You're not going to have free runners in the run game usually. It's you're going to have guys. Everybody's going to be blocked at the point of attack. The critical thing for us is, how quickly do we get off blocks? We're going to get knocked down at times. How quickly do we get back up? We're going to get engaged. We're going to get held. How quickly can we disengage from a block? And I think that's been a big point of emphasis for our guys throughout the spring, and I think the staff's done a good job coaching it.
You mentioned a couple of times when you talked about Mario Williams about how one of your goals is to get the bullseye off his back. Talk about that and what role you foresee for Mario.
Well, he's a guy that I think is a versatile player. I mean, he can obviously rush the passer, he can defend the run, he can drop into coverage. But he's a guy that I think can cause some problems for an offense as far as where he's aligned. That I think he's special enough that teams have to account for where he is. So we don't want to do offenses a favor and put him in the same spot all the time where they can gear a formation a certain way or put a tight end in a certain place or offset a back a certain place, knowing that they could help. We want to get teams in situations where maybe it's a rule breaker for them or they're going to have to sacrifice having him one-on-one on a tight end or one-on-one on a back. And he's certainly smart enough to handle it. He really got into the playbook, and I think not only does he know his position, but he knows most of the positions up front. And again, he's a guy that I think it'll be in our best interest to have him moved around and try to find a weak link that we can get him matched up on.